Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
For Patriots Today, I'm Bob Soucy. Sunday afternoon, the 5-0 Patriots return to Gillette Stadium for their first home game in a month to renew their AFC East rivalry with the New York Jets, who at 4-1 have already matched their win total from 2014. They've done it in great part with an aggressive defense conceived by first-year head coach Todd Bowles that has created more takeaways than all of last season. The Jets have forced 15 turnovers while allowing only 15 points per game, fewest in the league, by pairing an imposing front, which added highly touted rookie Leonard Williams, and a secondary strengthened by an expensive off-season shopping spree. Through free agency, New York reunited ex-Patriot Darrelle Revis with Antonio Cromartie and added former Brown corner Buster Skrin, as well as ex-Chargers safety Marcus Gilchrist.
They put a lot of pressure on that secondary to cover guys. They had some guys last year. Marcus Williams was a good player. Walls is a good player. Pryor is a good player. They brought in Gilchrist. So they have guys in the secondary that play hard, that can compete. So when they rush four, five guys, you know, all those guys are one-on-one on defense.
They have the spin-the-dial mentality, meaning they do a little bit of everything. They try to confuse you. They got a defensive line that can get after you. And they got guys that make plays in the back end. So, you know, the whole defense is pretty darn good.
Complimenting those defenders on offense is hard-running Chris Ivory, who's averaging a league-best 115 yards in outing this season following a 100-yard effort in Foxborough last October.
He runs incredibly hard. You know, it's times where three guys hit him at one time, and he's trying to get them off him with his other arm and, you know, get his shoulders back to square to keep running. And I think one of the things that sticks out is his speed. You know, when he's able to hit the sideline and go, you know, he's run past, you know, quite a bit of people this year to have big games. So he's a tough running back. You know, he's probably running and playing as good as any back in the NFL right now.
Meanwhile, the well-traveled tandem of quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick and receiver Brandon Marshall, each acquired via trade, have connected for more than 500 yards and four touchdowns. Fitzpatrick also was found second-year Jet Eric Decker for four more scores.
We got to be ready for those situations where, you know, when you got good receivers and a quarterback that's willing to take chances, you know, it could go two ways. You know, it could be ESPN top 10 play with them catching the ball, or, you know, you making a play and getting an interception or knocking the ball away. So we know he's a very smart quarterback as far as reading coverages and knowing where he wants to go with the ball. And, you know, once he makes up his mind, he's trying to, you know, he's trying to make a play and get it to his guy. So we got to be ready for that. You know, we've been talking all week, you know, even though a guy's covered doesn't mean the ball's not coming.